Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, the South African Communist Party is having a conference currently. It's a fifth special national conference, or congress, I should say, and it's happening in Boksburg. Yesterday, we heard from two people. We heard from the SG, Solima Paila, and then we heard from their chairperson, which would be Dr. Blaine Zimande. The first thing I want to ask, when you think of communism or communist, what do you think of? Mpo?
Russia.
That is funny. Mpundo?
Shared resources.
Okay. So?
Yeah, man. I think of Eastern Europe. I think of Soviet Union and how a lot of countries got plunged into poverty and didn't have freedom. I think of limited rights as well for the general people. That's what I think of.
Okay. Now, you see, your definition, for example, is largely shaped by Western media. Because that's not what communism ought to be. Communism, actually, is kind of how we used to live as Abantu.
Mm-hmm.
In that we just live in an area, and then this area belongs to all of us.
Mm.
And then we can all just share in whatever it is that we do. So, for example, if we're living in an area that's mango rich, nobody goes, "This is my mango tree." We just have the trees. And then as an individual, you feel like having a mango, you go pick the mango and you have it. But if you don't hoard the mango, you can only eat a certain amount of mangoes in a day anyway. And so the rest that you can't eat, somebody else will eat. It doesn't matter whose land or whose house the tree grows in, right? You can call it Ubuntu. And I remember speaking to a member of the SACP and I said, "Well, there's nothing communist about you guys right now." And he said, "Well, that's because you're thinking about communism in economic context, financially only, right? Tina, what we believe in is a brotherhood of leadership." Specifically use brotherhood, a bit sexist, but it's okay. So you don't think of any one individual as a leader. There are people here that could be smarter than you. There are people here that you could be smarter than. But still, when we discuss policies and ways forward, everybody's view is taken into account. That sounded like democracy to me. I was like, "Ah, okay. Actually, now I can kind of understand it." Then he even went on to say, "You will be supported by structures that have nothing to do with you, strictly because you are part of this brotherhood."
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go back to what we heard yesterday. Yesterday, SACP said, "We actually didn't want the ANC to go into a coalition and the government of national unity. What we wanted was the ANC to partner up with the EFF and move forward." Dr. Blaine Zimande himself then said, "Well, now I believe a coalition is needed more than ever." You know what's funny? The late Pravin Gordhan was SACP.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at his policies,
mm-hmm.
there was nothing about his policies that screamed SACP.
Yeah, that was the biggest criticism every time.
Mm.
That once deployed in government, it's as though his identity as an SACP member had gone away, because Solima Paila would always be talking about neoliberal policies and be pointing his finger at Pravin Gordhan.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. They are currently in the GNU SACP.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also saying that they're going to be contesting the elections as SACP.
Ah.
Should they remain in the GNU if that's the case?
Well, they're already part of it. Here's my thing, ne? Mina, I keep asking myself, when you have a piece of the pie, right?
Yeah.
And everybody comes in and wants, well, you have one piece, one pie, and
yeah.
Everybody's getting there to try and get a smaller piece. What's the main objective? Because at the end of the day, when you have your piece is too small, then in the greater scheme of this pie, you become insignificant. So I'm saying all this to say, why can you not strengthen the ANC that at the moment is falling apart. Because also they came out yesterday to say we're not going to give everything on a silver platter to the MK. But at this very moment, if you are going to contest the elections yourself, you are kind of giving it on a silver platter to the MK.
So you raise another good point. Yesterday, Mbazi Mashiloa said, it's not that all the parties that were formed with Oppenheimer money are the ones that weaken the ANC, or rather split the back vote. That's not necessarily the case. What actually happened is the ANC supporters themselves didn't come out in numbers to vote for the ANC.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an intrinsic weakening of the ANC. Now, I mean, nobody told me, for example, to go vote MK. I just felt like I wanted to punish the ANC. Me, personally. Because of Umtola Noduma. But nobody said, hey, Caesar, we're forming this thing. Come join us. Nobody wooed me over or courted me. So actually, you perhaps, as an individual, need to look at yourself and go, what is it about your own dissatisfaction with the ANC that has led you to then starve them of a vote?
And now what has led you to a point where you feel like you can't coalesce with the ANC and would rather go and do your own thing?
Yeah. So think about that. And then, in this day and age, 2024, can communism still work? I remember back in the day, will it work in 2024? Well, 2025 now. Think about it. Give us a shout, 086-000-00959. So my dad sent me a text. He says, even Gwede is SACP. Tulas Nwesi, Jeff Hadebe, Praveen, obviously, Willis Mkunu, Charles Ngagula, and many more held dual citizenship, or rather membership. And so, yeah, very few people are SACP alone. And that's also another good point. It's like, if I'm a Christian, right? Yes, I can be a Christian, but also understand traditions, for example, and be like a Zulu person, right? Mm. The one is not mutually exclusive to the other. And I think, generally, any person on Ubuntu understands communist ideals, but you don't have to be SACP in order to be that. Again, going back to that whole traditional thing, you can be a Christian, but you don't have to be part of Contralesa in order for you to be traditional. Do you understand? This is the problem that they're going to be faced with.
Now what I want to know is, as Fikile Mbalula and the other and the NAC said, Jacob Zuma is being expelled for campaigning for another party to dethrone the ANC. Are these guys going to be expelled from the government? The Bladen Zimandes, all those guys from SACP, are they going to be expelled from the government since they are going to campaign to dethrone ANC from local municipalities? That's what I want to know. Is Fikile Mbalula going to have the guts to do that?
Well, Umar Blade is no longer in government. But if you've heard, Solima Bayle has been openly critical of the ANC. Unyaka wonke nje since the elections. Uyabathela ngenduku nje. And the SG tried to say, no, if there's an issue, you must come speak to us as a member of the alliance. We have to rule alive.
And I think communism, I think Chris Hani, and I remember his quote, my fear with the communists is they would now emerge as elitists who drive Mercedes-Benzes and BMW, and there's nothing communist about them. And that is what SACP is now. There's nothing communist about them. Even Blade with his education things, you can tell there's nothing communist about them. So the SACP is dead.
Lailani, nginjala impihlo mina. Into engayibuzanga ukuthi all these guys are captured. I'm sorry to disappoint you. The Lion of the North himself, when the guys came back from Lusaka, flew private. Udo Stein, Amasalisa in mansions. In fact, from 1985, as soon as Anglo-America went to Lusaka, Zambia, to negotiate the terms of transition of power, indaba yakhalalapha. Uthi nje phela ke, it's a pity you'll never know what would have happened. Because Chris Hani never lived to actually end up being the person that these guys ended up being. But I'll give you a very good example. A close friend of his, Tokyo Sekwale. There's a picture of Tokyo standing over Chris Hani's dead body.
Mm.
You must look at what he's wearing. He's wearing umashwabana. Basically, you know those tracksuits of umashwabana.
Yeah.
And he's wearing formal shoes with umashwabana. He's dressed like ubaba wasemakhaya, mexikinyama, basically menhlabile. That's how poor he was. Look at him now. That was his close friend. Look at him now.
But Chris Hani was brave, though. He was very brave because he wrote a letter about careerism within the ANC and was warning them of days like this when some of them would possibly be captured.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, look at what his friends became.
Yeah.
And then deduce from that what you want.
This is just to destabilize the GNU. Nothing much. But anyway, they're not going to win in doing that at local level because people are going to stuck to their guns of doing what they've always been doing. However, it is just a strategic move, I feel, SACP, just to push their narrative or, so to speak, their agenda.
Yeah, actually, communism, it has proven itself, you know, globally. Yeah, it has proven itself that it has failed. So, in our current situation, it's going to be just irrelevant at all. It won't work. It won't work. It's totally irrelevant. You've seen SACP. You know, nothing is happening, actually, if SACP. I see them as just members of ANC in disguise.
Okay, so again, let's be honest. It's just that as human beings, when we speak, we tend to speak in absolute terms. I don't believe anybody says we must be communist through and through, as in every sense must be shared equally, because you're correct, that doesn't work. But a hybrid system does work. In China, for example, let's say Seoul manufactures earphones, and we know that the population needs earphones. They'll go to Seoul and they say, Seoul, the first 200,000 earphones you manufacture, they will be distributed domestically. You've got no choice in the matter. We service the domestic market. After 200,000, for example, then you can start servicing your own people at an exorbitant price where you too can make money. That's a hybrid system. So first you serve your people. Once you're done serving your people, then you can serve the world and benefit. China has so many billionaires, but also China has communist aspects within them. Chinese economy is thriving, but also China has limited rights. You see, they know when you must have a strong hand and they know when you must loosen the hand. And if you get out of hand, doesn't matter who you are, you could be a billionaire, even Jack Ma, Bakhtelindu. End of story. This thing of limitless freedom, that's the problem, because people run amok.
As a blanket approach, it won't work. Unless if we split it and use it in certain portions of the economy or the country. For an example, all the natural resources, let us use communism because they are natural. No one came with them. Then get all the creative ideas and then we use capitalism on those ones. Then get on the aspect of growth, we use dictatorships up until 21. We tell them what to do for the better interest. So if we use communism, as a blanket approach, it won't work in 2025. We just need to split it.
Yeah, a hybrid system is what we need.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.